We're just gonna do that last siman in Kuf.
Sif
Yudzayin, right? Sif Yudzayin, you're right. Kuf Samach Gimel, where were we?
Yeah.
Kuf Samach Gimel, yeah. Let me just make sure I know where you are. I think Kuf Samach Gimel.
Wasn't that Shir by your Rebbe today?
What?
Wasn't that Shir by your Rebbe today?
I'm sorry. Did the Shir you just gave on the Shir Malchias, sir?
That one didn't get me to the breast. It was the one before. But once I listened to that one, I was the one on the future of American Jewry. That one on the record. Just before I came here, I Googled me how to become a citizen of New Zealand. Okay, well,
let's have this. Okay, Reish Gimel Yedzayin. That's what we're going to discuss today. I didn't do too much preparing for this, but I welcome the criticisms and questions, critiques and the like. Okay, so just to give a little bit of background to the sugya, the Gemara in Shabbos and Kufnun Aleph Amud Aleph really comes from the Mishnah and Shabbos and Kuf Nun Amud Aleph, right? Lo yiskor Adam Paulim b'Shabbos, lo yomar Adam l'chaver liskor l'Paulim. So you can't hire workers on Shabbos. Rashi says because of minto chetzicha. Whether it's nisim different Kabbalah, midrabanan, midoraisa, but whatever it is, okay, that's the issue. Then the safe of the Mishnah is ein machshichen al atchum liskor lo peilim ulhavi peiros. You're not allowed to be machshich as atchum. Which basically means, a tchum is 2,000 amos. So you're not allowed to go to the edge of the tchum in order to kind of be ready right when Shabbos ends so that you can get the workers that you need right away. You're shaking your head already.
No.
Oh, okay. Mr. Ulavi Peiros, or to bring Peiros. Aval Mashal Hu Lishmor, but he's able to go to the edge of the tchum in order to guard his own Peiros. Rashi says, Lios Karov Lotzeis Lishmor Peirosa. So right after Shabbos, he can immediately leave to guard his own peiros. The Zed Avraham Mutter b'Shabbos Lishmor Peirosav, because guarding your own peiros on Shabbos is totally mutter. It might himself tchum if it was within his tchum. Therefore, he's able to go to the edge of the tchum, so that right when Shabbos ends, he can leave the tchum to watch over the peiros. Maybe peiros biado klal. Okay, biado. The Mishnah then ends klal Omar Abba Shal. Abba Shal now is a klal. Kol shani zakai b'amiraso. That anytime I'm zakai b'amiraso, Rashi says shani rishai la omro l'chaverai. Anytime it's mutter for me to tell my friend ole nachri b'shabbos lasos limotzai shabbos. Anytime I can tell my friend or nachri to do something on motzai shabbos, I tell my friend, can you give me have a chavrusa tonight? That's mutter, meaning on shabbos. Say it about motzai shabbos. So in that case, Rashi Ani Lahachshicha Alav, you can go to the edge of the Tchum for that. That's the Mishnah. Good? Makes sense, relatively speaking? Good. So the Gemara is discussing this Klal of Abba Shaul, and the Gemara tries figuring out what exactly the Klal is on the Reisha or the Seifa, and amidst that, the Gemara tells us, Mutter la'adam lomer l'chavero, shmor li peiros shebetchumecha, v'ani eshmor l'cha peiros shebetchumi. That a person is able to tell his friend, right, I have some fruits in your house. You have some fruits in my house. We're not in the same tchum. So I say, on Shabbos, you guard my fruits, and I'll guard your fruits. Okay, and that's what the Gemara discusses. So that's a very, very important point that the Gemara makes. Now, from there, there is a tremendously large discussion in the Rishonim, and the discussion really surrounds machlokes between the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba here, and the Beis Yosef quotes both the Rashba and the Ran, if you wanted to see it. But at the end in the Beis Yosef, one second. Well, he quotes only the Ran, but the Ran quotes the Rashba. So I'm just going to read what the Rashba writes. That from our Gemara, that Mutar Atam Lomer Chavir, Shmor Li Perosh Et B'tchumecha, and I'll guard your Perosh, that switch, Kozal Rashba, B'shem Matosos, D'mei Hasha Minon, D'Yisrael Shekibla Alav Shabbos, Kodem Shechashecha, so a Jew accepted upon himself early Shabbos, Mutar Lomer Li Yisrael Chaviro, La'asos Lom Loch Aplonis. So they can say to their friend who hadn't accepted early Shabbos, can you turn on my oven? Can you cook for me until your Shabbos starts? That's the Rashba's chiddush here. Now, it is a chiddush, and the Rashba basically comes from the fact that it's usur for the mishaleach to go chutzot chum, but it's mutter for the shliach to go chutzot chum. That's kind of where he's coming from. But regardless, that's what the Rashba holds. Again, from our Gemara, the fact that Reuven can say to Shimon, even though you're outside my tchum, guard my peros, and vice versa. The Rashba says, from there you learn, you can ask someone to do a malacha for you when the malacha for them is mutter, even though for you it would be awesome. Good? That's the Rashba. So there's a lot discussed. If Yeshua has a kasha on there, I can't remember offhand, I meant to look it up just now. But he has a question from the Gemara Bava Metzia. The Gemara Bava Metzia on Daf Yoram and Beis writes that there's an opinion that yesh shliach ledvara, even though in general ain't shliach ledvara veira, but we say there's an opinion that says yesh shliach ledvara veira when the shliach is not a bar chiyuva. So if the shliach is kind of, so then you're really the one doing everything. Is that one opinion? So whatever. It's a big. Okay. So it's discussed. The Achronim discuss it at length. But
the fun kasha.
The fun kasha. I figured I would bring in a fun kasha. No, I agree. It has nothing to do with our sugya, but it just as I was reading it, I remember the Pnei Yeshua does bring up such a kasha. Okay, well, that's the opinion of the Rashba. Good. The Ran disagrees. The Ran here in Shabbos, but again, the Beis Yosef quotes it if you want. The Ran writes, "Veli ein hanidon dome l'raya." No, they're not the same thing. Deshani hacha. That in the case of the mutal adam lomar lechaveru shmor li peiro sheb tchumecha, and you guard mine and I'll guard yours, that's different in yesham burganin hu atzmo shomer, because as the Gemara earlier on daf kuf nunam base tells us that when it comes to tchum Shabbos, even though you have 2,000 amos, if you have outside of 2,000 amos, you have these little like huts where they would guard their peiros, so that's considered all part of the same city. So it kind of extends it. So because you could have extended the tchum if there were burgenin, so that's why we're saying mutter lom lechaver, because theoretically, even I could have gone to your property lechora if there were burgenin in between these little huts, which make it mutter. So that's why the Taz says they're not the same. But that's not the same as someone in a case when I already accepted upon myself Shabbos and you didn't. So there's no way for that to be mutter for me. It's totally, there's no chance of this malach that I'm asking you to do for it to be mutter to me.
So I wasn't
with Abu Shabbos. What? Okay, what's
considered?
What was the kasha? No,
maybe if I wasn't with Abu Shabbos.
Okay, good. So that's what the Beis Yosef says. So the Beis Yosef asks on that, Veni mevi dvar, v'dachanami, kol neymar, lo yom kabbal Shabbos, hu atzma yom mutter lasas lo malacha. Right, because I can just say, it's the same thing as saying burgenin. There's a heter for the quote-unquote gavra, so there's a heter for this gavra. He didn't have to accept upon himself Shabbos. That's what the Beis Yosef asks on the Ran. There's a very large, there's a big Taz actually in Sifkan Gimel here in Mishnah Gimel. It's an important Taz. It's a very long one. It discusses a lot of things, but he discusses the Shita of Beis Yosef and the Ran. He like disagrees with everyone, but he doesn't like them either. The Achron, I think the Shulchan Aruch Harav has this. They point out the following, and for the Shita of the Ran. That in general, Amir Lenachri, so Rashi gives two different reasons for Amir Lenachri. And so Rashi and Shabbos later in Kufnun Gimel tells us it's because of Shlichus. That
some
say, okay. Okay, this is what the Valatanya says at least.
The
Shulchan Aruch Harav, I think, has this whole arichas. I think it's in, you can look it up. I think it's in Rishon Gimel here.
Zabachman hates that shtickle, but he never argues with the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So I just
want to wonder. Yeah. So he may phrase it a little differently. Maybe I'll just. And then the second place is in the Gemara Nevo Dezara. So the Gemara Nevo Dezara and Tezvav tells us, Rashi tells us that it's because of Mimso Cheftzicha, right? So why do you need both? So the Achronim all say the big nafgamina is Motzai Shabbos. If you ask an Achri on Shabbos to do work for you Motzai Shabbos, so in terms of Shlichos, there's no problem. He's not doing your Melacha on Shabbos. But in terms of Dabar Dovar, so that's going to be a problem even on Shabbos itself. Good. So the same should apply to a Jew, the Achronim point out. I'm trying to cheshbon it out in my head.
No, all the cheshbon is if you're a Jew and you tell a non-Jew before Shabbos, he tells them before Shabbos,
Both Rashi's, the Rishonim will accomplish all the Nafkaminas. I'm just pointing out the Nafkaminas between the two is Motzei Shabbos. So my point is also by Jewish people. So the Ran says, I can't bring a Raya from a case of you guard my Peros, I'll guard your Peros. What's
that?
Oh, okay. I'll guard your Peros, you guard my... I can't compare the two. Because what's happening in one case is a case of Dabar Davar, and in another case it's not Dabar Davar. Meaning, what they point out is that's why we need both reasons for... It's not simply an act of Shlichus. If it was Shlichus, so then... Here we're saying it's not simply an act of Dabar Davar. It may also be an act of Shlichus, in which case, if I'm a Jew, so it's also for me to do that. So that's where they point out that the Ran thinks... That's where the Ran kind of... That's his launching pad. Is that it would be different. Now, the Ran himself also seems to hold that the way Amir Lanachri, it's not comparable at all to Amir Lanachri, because the way Amir Lanachri really works, the Rishonim point out, is if that the non-Jew would be a Jew, so then it would be an issue for the non-Jew to do what you were telling him to do. But in this case, that the Rashba quotes from, this is a Jew, and it's mutter for him, even though he's a Jew, to do this, right? So that's why I think they quote that like Amir Lanachri has nothing to do with any of this, and really it's a totally unique din. It's meaning the Rashba seems to be coming from more of like an Amir Lanachri, and therefore be mutter when it's meaning we view the Jew as an Achri, quote unquote, because it's mutter for him to do that malacha. But further on, it's really just a din in Dabar Dabar, and it's really just a din, and it's usher for a person who accepted upon himself to do Mullah, I mean, theoretically, and the Ran says, that's not true, right? Lamaskana, the Ran disagrees with the Rashba. And the Ran says, if I accept upon myself early Shabbos, I can't tell you who didn't to do Mullacha. Why? Lechor, it's just because of Dabar Dabar. Meaning, I'm not allowed to talk about the Mullacha being done for me on Shabbos, because of that, that is from the Divrei Kabbalah. And that's what comes out. Okay.
What was it again? And why is it different than the
Because the Tchum case, so why is it different than the Tchum case? Because the Tchum case, again, when I ask you to watch and you ask me to watch, so it's mutter for both of us to do that malacha. We're not asking.
Here's the Bepaya, it's also for me to do this malacha.
Exactly.
And the Rashba holds us a bit in Shilukos. Oh, I have my hoops. All right, Kishmar.
No, that's something I'm throwing in this
place.
I don't remember. I have to look it up. Israel Chanan also discusses this. There are a few of the Acharon that have this Ma'arach in the Ran and Rashba. It's a big, I mean, we're saying it very quickly. This Ran and Rashba are very, very, I mean, the Shulchan Aruch quotes them, but there's a lot to discuss on those. The Ramah here in the Darkei Moshe, there's a big Ramah here in the Darkei Moshe. So he quotes, he disagrees with Beis Yosef. Again, The Rashba says from the Gemara in Shabbos and Kufnon Aleph, I am allowed to tell another Jew when it's mutter for him to do malacha, you know, to do malacha for me. The Ran disagrees with that. The Beis Yosef says, I don't understand what the Ran's disagreement is. And the Ramah says, Tzarechin Maishna, meaning, again, the Beis Yosef's Taina, just for following at home, we'll go through, right? The Rashba says, from our Gemara and Kufnon Aleph of Shmorli Peros, so that means it's mutter for me to tell a Jew who hadn't accepted upon himself Shabbos. The Ran says, "Ein anidon dom l'raya." By there, it's a case when it's mutter for him to do the malacha. By the Shabbos case, it's also for him to do the malacha, so it's davar davar. Let's just say it that way, it's the easiest way to say it. The Beis Yosef says, hold on a second, that doesn't make sense, because the Hachanami kalimimim lo yimekabel Shabbos, it would have been okay. If you wanted mekabel Shabbos. Says the Ramah, the Darkei Moshe, Maishnami Mishikiba love Bez Yamim Yom Kippur. The Ramah quotes a chumra at the end of Tafrei Shchaf Dal, at the end of Echaz Yom Kippur, that some have are machmir to keep 2 days Yom Kippur. He says we don't do that, but some are machmir. So in that case, so Achir Mar Asur in Lasos Lamalacha. So why should that case be any different for the Beis Yosef? There also it should be mutter. So the Ramah doesn't like that. And then he says, Efshar the Chalik, the Shani Hasam, the Roi Lasos Bez Yamim Yom Kippur. Mishum Sveke Yoma, Mashenkin Mito Sever Shabbos. Yeah. It's an important Ramah here. The Ramah does a few things. He distinguishes also between Tosef Shabbos and Hachnasos Shabbos and Motzai Shabbos. So he writes, Vinir Lomer, the Afla Divrei Haran, even according to the Machmir opinion, the Oser, Hainu Davka, but Tosef Shal Hachnasos Shabbos. That's only when you're Shabbos is coming in. The Efshar lo lasos ba'atzmo, because he can't do it himself. Aval b'tosefes shel motzai Shabbos, the Efshar lo lasos ba'atzmo, meaning once he accepts upon himself Shabbos, it says the Rama, it's not like he can say, oh, I'm not, no longer mekabel Shabbos. But at the end of Shabbos, he wants to make it longer. He wants to derive Einu Tam, so he's able to, Efshar lo lasos ba'atzmo, she'ispal v'yavdol shar. He's able to just say Abdullah, he's able to daven. So it's not an issue. So that's why he thinks there is a distinction. Again, he goes through back and forth, but that's really what he says. He does, interestingly, bring up Amar Makom, which I just thought was interesting to point out, based off the Gemara in Beitz on Yedzayin Amud Aleph. He quotes towards the end of this Darkei Moshe, where the Gemara there is talking about Erev Tavshilin. So the Gemara there discusses it in a case of, let's say someone didn't make an Erev Tavshilin.
Oh, the rule.
And someone else, and there isn't a rabbi in the community, you didn't make one, and so can someone else cook for you? Right? I didn't cook. So can someone do it for me? That's what the Gemara discusses. So the Gemara, there's a girus in the Gemara, it's not so clear what the Gemara says. The Gemara tries figuring out if meaning what's usher in Erev Tavshilin? Is my kemach usher, or is it usher for me to cook? That's the Gemara's chakira. And the Gemara says, if you tell me that it's the person, there are two girsahs, so whatever the girsahs are, then maybe it's usher for me to do it, but my kemach is still mutter, and therefore I could be makne to an achri. If not, then I wouldn't be able to makne to an achri. So Tosos there has a whole discussion about the girsah, so the girsah doesn't make sense. And in that discussion, so again, the Rama points this out, but Tosos bring up that so safe. The chol davar da aser laasos laatzmo, gam achirin aserin laasos lo. If it's iser on me to cook to cook, because I didn't put up an erev tavshilin to cook for tomorrow, for Yom Tov Sheni. So then, for whatever Shabbos. So then it wouldn't be mutter for anyone else to do it for me. So and take that for granted. So the Rama brings this up, and that seems to be a Ma'ar Malkum. Anytime it's asked for me to do something, I can't have someone else to do something for me. So the Rama there in the end says, maybe that's different, because there you're being over in Aveira, because there's a Takana Drabbanan to do an Erev Tavshilin, so maybe we're more Machmir there. Okay, but it's just an interesting Ma'ar Malkum to know, regardless. The Rama also, again, it's a long Darkei Moshe, but he also points out that anytime it'd be mutter, according to everyone, if someone else does it, cook does a malacha for you, it's mutter lehanos. It's mutter to get hana from that malacha. So even according to the Ran, what it sounds like from the Rama, it would be mutter. Okay, and then he quotes just the last point of the Darkei Moshe before we get into the bigger discussion. The cost of Mahari Vail B'Tshuvosav. Dim kibel of Shabbos Shah obeys kodem alayla. Yachol omer legoy lehad legner. So you accept upon yourself Shabbos 2 hours early, right after plag. So you can tell a goy to light a candle. Dari miktas Yisrael adayin osin melacha, because a lot of other Jews are doing melach. Kol shekein to lidei amir asharia, and amir lenachri bimuter. That's just what he points out. Halach lemais. Okay. So what comes out is a few things. First of all, we have to figure out who we pass in like between the Rashba and the Ran. That's going to have serious nafkaminas, especially for like doctors, for example, for a few scenarios. But just take one example that isn't talked about often, is what happens if you have a patient who's, let's just say, chol she'ish bo sakana, but even able sakana when things are mutter. So if there are certain things that are mutter for this patient to do, so can, meaning certain malachos that would be mutter, so can you know, let's say, for example, it's mutter for the Chol Shei Bo Sakana to turn on the light for himself if he needs to. So you also need to read while you're in the room, to read the charts or whatever. I'm just giving a weird example, but so if it's mutter for him to do, is this the same thing as the Rashba is saying that any time that you accept upon yourself Shabbos, but someone else didn't accept upon themselves Shabbos yet, that you're allowed to tell them to do a malacha, would that be the same by someone where Shabbos is hutra, kinegda? Right, it's just an interesting thing to think about. Lachor, not, it's not the same for a few reasons.
So, because I hate this. Always, if you would ask me, I would say it doesn't apply to a guy. I mean, there's no Muslim of a whole shem.
No, I'm talking about a Jew. A Jew.
You have a Jew in the
hospital. Jewish patient. Yeah, it's mutter for you to be in the hospital. That's what I'm saying. a Jewish patient is what I meant. I mean, that was, it's just an interesting thing to think about. It's not as practical because The only time it's mutter for them is for themselves.
It is the same as Rashi. I mean, same way over there, it's mutter for him to watch his payers and his phone. So it's over here, it's mutter for him to turn on his light.
But what if I were to tell you that it's not really hutter, it's dechuya?
We have to go into this sugya because this.
Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah, we know there. We'll get there. Yeah, to everyone.
Right.
but let's just assume dechuya, because we do hold like the Rama, so practically.
Okay.
So then maybe it would be different. I don't know.
What does that mean?
But because if he's allowed to do it, but meaning called the Efshel Shanui Mishaninon, so he's only allowed to do things for. Meaning he's doing it for himself anyway.
I'm saying you're yeah.
Yeah. So maybe he's mutter. I don't know. Maybe it was just something I was thinking about. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it only. Maybe it only applies when it's really a hutra. But if it's not really hutra for him, for you to ask him to do it, so maybe that wouldn't be allowed. I don't know. Something to think about. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to think of. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch. Let's just read the Shulchan Aruch. I don't know what else I had. There are definitely a bunch of other things that come up from doctors. Let's just read the Shulchan Aruch. In Sif Yod Zayin here in Reish Samach Gimel, Yeshomrim, Shemishikiba Lov Shabbos Kodem, Shechashecha, Mutter Lom Yisrael Chaveiro, Maso Slom Olacha, who says that, the Rashba, Vishem HaToises, the Rangola writes. Umutter says the Ramah, Umutter Lihanos Milosam Olacha B'Shabbos, as I pointed out, the Ramah says, it's definitely Mutter to get Hana, V'kol Shekin V'Motzoi Shabbos, Mishem Acher L'Spal V'Motzoi Shabbos, Oshem Mamshech Su Daso Balayla, someone who extends. So that was a Yeshomrim. The Ramah then says, someone who at the end of Shabbos, we're talking about Tosefah Shabbos, and he's just going longer. Mutter lomer lachaver Yisrael shekvar esbalo v'hivdil lasos lo malacha lahadlik lo neros ulevashalba. You're able to tell your friend to do malacha for you. Umutter lehanos v'la'echol mi malachta. You're able to get hana. You're able to do everything. Kainer ali. So says the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah here in Sif Katon Samach Zayin writes v'alavush oser. The Levush says this is oser to do, but. But the Achronim, the Taz, the Magen Avram, they all agree with the Shulchan Aruch, or in this case, really, the Ramah here, that would be totally mutter. Vim Omar, says the Mishnah Berurah continuing, Vim Omar Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lachol, if you say Hamavdil, Be'emta Suda, so Lekuli Amashari. Even the Levush would say that's totally mutter once you say that. You can say Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lachol, and then can you turn, but you didn't daven, you didn't bend, you didn't do anything, and you turn to the guy to your Jewish friend who already finished Shabbos and say, "Can you cook me a meal?" Meaning that everyone would agree with, because even he himself is mutter b'malacha. Then there's a tzarachin, maybe we'll get to in a minute, but the tzarachin at the end of the Mishnah Berurah, which the Nishma Avram spends a lot of time on, which is about the Acharonim discuss about saying Ritzei. Yeah, okay, but it is an interesting discussion that is Lamaisa. I've been in situations where it is Lamaisa. You're being your head, I assume, because what's the relevance to.
I just don't know why he's doing it.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I thought it was a very nice sugya. I just don't
know how ambitious I was. Yeah, but I actually had the same art in my brain. I wasn't sure either. Okay, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. Now, the other place where this chaps and afgami, this halacha, is the Chida discusses here in the Birka Yosef by Yantav Sheni, the classic Yantav Sheni Kasha.
Famous in Shoshana Avislavsky. This is the most popular sugya for people who go to Israel. Now you've caught up, you've been to Israel.
This is what the Chida discusses about if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, can you ask a Ben Chutzlart, can you ask a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do malach for you on the second day? So the Chida discusses there, Yashiv has a long tshuva about this in his Kobis Tshuvos. And so he discusses it there also. But it's a big discussion regardless. Okay, so the Nishma, one of the things the Nishma Safram I just looked at just now, so you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of the things he points out is, again, a classic example would also be at the end of Shabbos. You know, you're at your Shal Shudas meal and your phone rings. So usually on Shabbos you would just pick it up because it's you're able to, you have to answer the phone, you're the doctor. But at the end of Shabbos, it's better, you would say Baruch Hamadiel Ben Kodesh L'chol, and then you would answer the phone because, as the Mishnah Berurah just said, Kul Yama Lo Pligi, that you're allowed to do Malacha. You'll have to have someone else do malacha, all of that. Again, you can look in the Nishmas Avram about the Ritzei discussion. For right now, that's, you know, not really our discussion, but it is an interesting discussion to discuss. One more thing before we have a little bit of a discussion. The end of that Mishnah Berurah quotes a Prima Gadim there in Samach Zayin. B'motzai Shabbos ein hayachad nigrar achar harov. In a Motzai Shabbos, the yachad doesn't go after the rov. So if you're in a place, you're in a community that does, you know, only Rabbeinu Tam, so, and you're, let's say, a doctor, that you need to get on call, turn on your phone right away, so there's no problem with doing malacha, with being mavdil and doing malacha right away. It's not nigger, we don't say, no, it's still Shabbos for you because everyone else is doing Shabbos. Just also an important Maror Malkam. Okay, so what are the cases where all these things are relevant for, right, relevant for doctors? So again, we pointed out one, but the other one obviously is, we pointed out a few, I should say. But you know, the question would be the same as the Rashba. If you know, we haven't discussed this yet, but I've given a shiur before on Tosefa Shabbos by doctors. So if a doctor wants to accept upon himself Tosefa Shabbos, let's say he's in the hospital, and he wants to take on Shabbos a half hour early, 18 minutes early, whatever. So a tzad to be makel would be, it'd be totally mutter for him to do that and just tell someone, another, even another Jew, to do the malacha without any issue. Good. It's a discussion. It's if to be mekayim the. You're Rambam yet, so you don't care too much about it.
No, I'm not Rambam yet.
So then it's a mitzvah.
No.
Why?
Meaning, 3 seconds before.
Okay.
Who gave the shiur?
Rav Moshe gave 2 minutes. No, but the post can discuss it. Should be, you know, try to be at least 2 minutes. Okay, well, the question is whether a doctor should even do that. It's a big discussion in the army.
Yeah,
Rav Shastor once showed me an article for soldiers, they asked.
I'll tell you the real reason why it's not because I mean, Rambam's definitely a snip, but the real reason why I think it's not an issue is because on that simon, the Tzav Shabbos, that's where the resources goes through the whole Tzizachom thing.
Yeah.
And according to my calculations, the Etzem, when we start being a Shemashas, it's really so young. So, I mean, our being a Shemashas really is Tzav Shabbos. This is my judgment. I don't know what to say to Josh, but I'm sharing it with you. So I mean, all these people, all these are in high school, so say, oh, I have to make sure, this is what my rabbi told me also, you have to make sure you call Shabbos early. It's not really true, because really, we are shkia, it's not real. I mean, really, that, those few, first few minutes of Eidah Shabbos is really bad. I obviously don't do malacha, so I don't understand why that can't count as a Shabbos. There's a cheshbon I had.
Okay, so we discussed this at our Shabbos, so we'll have to bring in the cheshbon. Right? Yeah. I don't remember the basis, so. Okay, no, that's good. Yeah, so what other cases would this be relevant to doctors? I mean, I don't know. No, I think those were probably the cases. Again, getting a call at the end of Shabbos and going on call beginning or accepting upon yourself early on Shabbos, and then obviously also it's a sniff, or again, once we quoted their Amma that called after the Shanuyi Mishaninan, so on Shabbos itself. If you have the ability, I mean, this is Altsamir Lenachri, obviously, so it's not, but even for a Jew, if theoretically, you know, you have someone that's mutter for them to do malach for themselves, and you can figure out a way where you can get them to do malach for yourself that also helps you, I don't know. I ain't love whether that would also be shaykh to this halacha, to this rashba, that Shulchan Aruch does paskin like. Yeah, anything else? I don't know. That's probably it. I had a few other things on my commute home. A few other relevant cases to doctors. I just can't think of.
Was the subway or the bus?
Bus.
That's why.
Yeah. But yeah. Okay. All right. So we'll stop here. And then, so Blina, there. I think Thursday already we'll start.